Aloha and welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure, coming to you from Waikiki Beach. It's another beautiful day here in paradise. There's beautiful, what we say in Hawaii when there's good surf, corduroy to the horizon. We're looking out the window at beautiful waves coming in. Hopefully Cindy and I will get to get out and go catch a few waves later on in the day once we get our kuleana, our responsibilities done. We have a real great guest with us today. I love when we get the chance to talk to deacons. We have with us Deacon Kevin Cummings. We'll be talking about his life and his ministry and his pro-life work, Deacons of Hope. We'll be right back with the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. We call it the Bear Wozniak Adventure because, you know, every one of us has an adventure that God has in store for us. He didn't make us. My dad used to have the saying, God don't make no junk. He was a deacon, by the way. That's real deacon type, deep theological talk, I guess. But it's really true. God makes you in his image. And he has a purpose for you. Of course, we know that God's purpose is for us to love him and serve him and know him and make him known. But he has a unique calling for each one of us. There's a unique telos, as philosophers say. You come factory loaded by God with certain gifts and abilities. And I'm going to say it, certain limitations that somehow even the limitations become your waypoints to following God's direction in your life. And those limitations, by the way, so many different kinds, are the part of you that helped you to grow in humility so that when you were moving in your strength, you realize you're not all that and that it's because of God's grace and his strength. And so I'm going to read you an excerpt from my book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? I've been doing that at the beginning of each show. By the way, it's number 5. It's gone all the way up to number 5 in Christian men's books. So it's getting a really good read. It's man talk. It's the way men talk to other men. And we use kind of a cowboy theme and, of course, the scriptures. But before we get started, though, my wife always asks me to make the sign of the cross in Hawaiian. So I'll do that. Ake makua ke keiki a meke ohana hemalele. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So here's just a brief excerpt. But 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Women, you got to get this to your men. Do you know that God has an adventure planned just for you that fits your gifts and your desires perfectly? And he wants to ride alongside you and be the one that goes out ahead and scouts the terrain for you. He knows the way, the pitfalls, and the great vistas before you. Your life adventures will be a challenge and at times seem impossible. But that's where it gets good because that's when God shows up. You know, God is a bit of a swashbuckler, showing up at the last minute to save the day or riding in like the cavalry at the last minute. That's what my mom used to say. My mom and dad were awesome people. And if you know deacons, you know their wives are really a big part of that ministry. And my wife used to say, God's a swashbuckler. He'll put you in a situation, especially if you're in the middle of God's will, he'll put you in a situation where only God can save the day. And so he rides in like the Calvary. And that's the cool thing about being in God's will, because when you're in God's will, you get to see God do stuff. And in my book, I quote Louis L'Amour, the great Western novelist, a lot. And I'm a big Louis L'Amour fan. I think every young man should read about it, at least 20 of his books, of his 100 books. But he says that adventure is just a romantic word for saying that everything went wrong. And that's part of our walk with the Lord, is when things just aren't going your way. Are you able to say, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord? Are you able to say, by thee, I will crush a troop. By thee, I will leap a wall. By thee, I can bend a bow of bronze. When I was testing for my first degree black belt, we would have a creed of the candidates up on the wall, and mine was, lead me to the wall too high to climb it, and by thee I will climb it. That's, of course, one of David's Psalms. So God has a great adventure for you, and that's why we call this show the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We have with us a real adventurer a Catholic deacon, a permanent deacon, Deacon Kevin Cummings, coming from the Kansas City Diocese. And we're going to talk story a little bit about his adventure in faith and this great work that he's doing now with Deacons of Hope. Deacon Kevin, welcome to the Bear Woznick Adventure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Bear. I've enjoyed your opening quite a bit already. So I feel wiser for having listened to you already today.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of tempted to ask you then, where did everything go wrong? but rather
you know
than
what?
That, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That's because how you learn.
Well, it's like they say, when you go to war, all the battle plans get thrown out the door after the first bullet is fired, you know, and that's part of being a foot soldier for Christ and being on the front lines. But can you give us a little background on you first about how you became your walk with the Lord and the call to the diaconate and how that affected you and your wife? And then we'll talk Sure. more about this mission God's given you.
Sure. I'd love to. I came from a cradle Catholic family, 7 boys. All my dad wanted was one girl, never got what he wanted. And because of that, my mother was a very prominent voice in our family, and she was extremely spiritual. And because of that, my father, I think she made him a better man. My father was just like yours. He was incredible. I couldn't have picked a more perfect father if it wasn't God the Father. Because that's how I looked up at him. And I had a few brothers who went to seminary. They didn't want to be priests. My mom just wanted them to, and she thought she owed at least 2 or 3 out of 7 boys. And this was in the 60s. All of us were born within about 8 or 9 years of each other. But typical background, all Catholic grade schools, Jesuit high schools, some college, but all of my family we were destined to know a lot more about God than we wanted to know. Okay. We were reticent. We were your typical 60s kids, love, peace, war, everything. But we did Wow. know that there was a higher power, and that power stayed with me after college and after starting my own family and dental school and everything else. And I realized the most on my first child when I held that first daughter. I held that first daughter in my hands. I realized not only is there something greater than me, what's greater than me, no one else is greater than. And because of that, my wife and I formed this bond of love, and we're heading almost towards 50 years of marriage. And it's been an adventure. It truly has. And I had 4 boys after that. And when I was young, I was 21. I was in dental school and had 2 or 3 children. And all the other kids in dental school had vets, and their parents sent them. I was working, and my wife was working. And so,
Did you say they had debt?
No, they had Corvettes.
No, dude, I remember these days when I was a young man and married and had 2 children, and all my friends were what they called dinks, dual income, no kids.
Yes.
And so they're driving up, their wife's picking them up at the airport. I'm on a business trip. This is back when I was working for a big CPA firm.
Uh-huh.
And they're picking them up in a brand new sports car, of course,
right.
2-seater, because they don't have kids. And I'm like trying to drive my little Honda Accord home so
yes.
I can, afford to put, get money in the bank right away so I can afford to buy milk for the children. So
right.
I think I identify with what you're saying. Getting Catholics get started early with those kids, don't they?
We do. And love has a strange way of pulling you that way.
Praise God. Praise
you
God.
You know, and I met the person of my dreams, and I started dating her when I was a sophomore in high school. But the bottom line is, once we were married, she wanted children, and she wasn't about to wait. And some of my best decisions have been made for me. And because of that, I allowed her to make that one. It's just totally wonderful woman. And then when I got to the point, I was in my 50s, all my kids were grown, finished college, had jobs, and were gone at 50. I told her, now what am I going to do? And she goes, do what you want to do. And I said, I want to be a deacon. She goes, I'm shocked it took you so long.
Let's wait, because I really want to get into this and we got to take a break.
Okay.
I really want to hear this moment of your calling in this time of formation. We're talking with Deacon Kevin Cummings. He's a real blessing to us. You know, there's a place, I think it's in Revelation, where it describes heaven, and deacons get this special place before the throne. So we also see this as a real honor to have you with us. We'll be right back with Deacon Kevin Cummings and his ministry, deaconsofhope.org, with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back. SchoolofManliness.com is a place for men of grit and grace to join together, to inspire, to encourage, and to challenge each other to grow in manly virtue. Members receive morning man meditations, a monthly curriculum that is rich with audio, video, and written content, and a trail guide to help you map out your new trajectory. Many of our members lead their sons through this same curriculum. Your membership gives you access to both the Man Cave, which is our non-Facebook type community, and the School of Manliness at schoolofmanliness.com. Become a member at schoolofmanliness.com. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to NotreDameFCU.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. You can gain traction in the virtues in my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. And you can be inspired by my personal testimony of heartache and triumph with my book, A Surfing Guide to the Soul, both newly published by Sophia and available at our web store, deepadventure.com, and also on amazon.com. Here is a YouTube video short, which is based on an excerpt from my newest book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Jesus was not the type that gave up too easily, and God certainly doesn't give up on you. No matter how much you've blown it, don't give up. He hasn't. God most certainly has not given up on you. God is relentless in his love and his pursuit of you. You see, God is not going to rethink his intentions for you, even though you may have stumbled or you get stubborn and you kick against the goats. You know, we are all a bit of a construction project, and sometimes it just seems like Jesus is down there in our basement, just digging a deeper and deeper and bigger hole for us. But remember this: the deeper the hole on a construction site, the deeper the foundation. Jesus is building a deep foundation in you so that the structure that he builds in your life will be tall and it'll rise up to God's glory and God's goodness and to the purpose that God has for you. Jesus is a master builder. Trust in him. Don't give up on him. He hasn't given up on you.
Is a warning. The Bear Wozniak Adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha and welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Cindy and I are starting something really exciting. When we did this last season of Long Ride Home, our motorcycle TV show, we filmed it here in Hawaii. We did 11 episodes here in Hawaii, which, by the way, you can watch on the EWTN network, or you can get all 33 episodes of our show at the schoolofmanliness.com website, or you can watch it on Prime Video. You can power watch it there. But people started seeing more and more of Cindy because we're here in our home in Hawaii. And so people, especially the mama bears, started saying, we want more Cindy. It reminded me of Christopher Walken's More Cowbell on the old Saturday Night Live show. And it's so funny because we had finally made a decision. Okay, Cindy, let's do this. We're going to do Spirit Adventure TV with Bear and Cindy. And right when we made that decision, this woman wrote to us and said, we need more Cindy. So just really the confirmation. So Cindy and I are doing this new show. It'll be YouTube based. And it's Cindy and I living our life out here in Hawaii. There's so much adventure here in Hawaii, whether we're surfing or walking along the beach or hiking or spearfishing or whatever we're doing here. And then of course, when we're sailing on the boat, Spirit of Adventure in the Caribbean, we'll be filming there too. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring you to paradise, and then we're going to talk about the real paradise. We'll talk about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and the wisdom teachings of the church. So women, especially, this is the time for you to come to our site, schoolofmanliness.com. And become a mama bear, or you can go to spiritadventuretv.com and do the same. So we're excited to hear about, we're excited to finally get to bring you Cindy, who is just such a delight, and her joy and her wisdom, I think, is going to be really radiant in the TV show. So we're talking with Deacon Kevin Cummings and his ministry, deaconsofhope.org. And that moment when you were calling, now this is very important. This is the moment when you were called, you're in your 50s, and this is important for men to hear, because this doesn't have to do just with being called for a diaconate. But when I go out and speak, Deacon Kevin,
yes,
I see men, so many men that are done. They literally, when they retire, they retire. And
yes.
Men whose children are gone now and they're empty nesters, just by that alone, you have more time that you could when you've made all the mistakes, now
yes.
that you have the time and the wisdom, this is when you should go to work. This is when you can be the most productive. It is not a time to sit down and be retired. My dad used to give a talk about their land in Montana or Hawaii or wherever they lived in the Northwoods of Minnesota. They had land that they were always called the Eagle's Rest.
Huh.
And it's based on the scripture verse that he will renew my youth. He renews my youth like an eagle's.
Yes.
And that he gives us a land of rest. And so like when you wanted to go to, my dad had remote properties in Montana and in
yes.
Minnesota. To get there on these back roads, you would follow the flight of an eagle, a golden eagle that would be posted on a tree. And, you know, so when I go out and speak, I remind people that this God will renew your youth like an eagle. And the story is that there's an eagle, and when it gets older, its beak becomes crusted over. It can't
right.
eat as well. Its feathers get all tattered, can't fly as well. And uh-huh. it seems like it's okay. I guess it's time for me to retire. And so he goes up into his arias and he molts those feathers. He loses mm-hmm. his feathers.
Yes.
And he renews his youth with new feathers.
Sure.
And then when a great storm comes, all the other birds are hiding out. He flies to meet it. And if you've ever piloted a plane, you know those updrafts will take you immediately upwards like an elevator. And he uses
yeah.
that updraft, and the pressure change crackles the crust off his beak. And he truly
my.
Becomes. And so you men that are listening now that think you get to sit around and do nothing, just talk about, lie about how great you used to be. God has some work for you. Look at Moses. Look at Abe. Look at all the men
yes.
he used in those days. And so, Deacon, now I've set the table for you. Tell us about when God called you to the diaconate. What was going on, and how did that all happen? And now, not just saying that, men, you're going to be called to the diaconate, but you got a calling right now in this time when your youth is being renewed.
Oh yes, it was obvious to me. I was at 50, and that's kind of a time churning age where, just as you were saying, well, what am I going to? I wasn't going to get another 50. I was pretty sure of it. And I decided, okay, the next 50 needs to be making a difference, whether
Amen.
I had in the first. And so I decided at that point, no, I love to read. I love history. I love any book you could put in front of me. I might toss it if it's bad. But I decided I always wanted to know more about church history,
mm.
my church, my faith. And so mm. I started reading volumes for about 4 or 5 years, anything I could get my hand on in a church store, library, anything. But
what were the books that really stood out to you?
Oh, my gosh. There were some really good ones. One was Triumph, uh, the the history of the Roman Catholic Church, huge book, wound up getting it when I was in diaconate school. It could be anything. It could be about my Irish heritage, Leon Uris, Trinity. Many books that, again, were pushed by the Jesuits. You know, let's get into Loyola and different Ignatian spirituality. But the bottom line was, I realized I wasn't done yet. When I'm done, God will call me. I'll let him make that decision. But in the meantime, I had to be the father that I was for my children. Now I had to be the father I would have to be as a grandfather for my grandchildren. And my children got the best of me. Let's let my grandchildren also get the best of me. And so I decided I'm going to start the diaconate and see where it takes me. Definitely see where God's taking me. And I remember halfway through, and we went every weekend for months, weeks, years.
Let's pause for a moment and emphasize the we part.
Yeah, we.
Tell us about your wife.
I was with a group of cowboys. If you want to call them anything, you call them cowboys. Because there were 20 of us that we didn't know each other. We didn't know who was from where or what, every job in the union. And the bottom line was, when we came together, we all wore our faith on our sleeve. And we knew each other in one night. I swear to God, we began to know each other and we became fast friends forever. I haven't met a deacon yet I haven't liked. And it's only because I know what makes him move. I know his heart. And because of that, I know we have something to talk about.
Now, did you also go through the formation with your wife?
You know, we were supposed to, but my wife sounds a little bit like your wife, Cindy. My wife said to me when I got into it, she came to the first meeting and she said, okay, this is your thing. You're going to do it. So you do it. Don't ask me to be there. And I thought, fair enough. She knows herself. She knows what she is and isn't going to do. Most wives do. They are complicit with this vocation. But my wife, she told me basically, this is your thing. You decide, you take it from here. And I did. I was the only one that was always by myself at those couples meetings. Because my wife decided, Kevin, you can do this on your own, and I can see you maybe even enjoying it more. And I did, because I came home once, and I told you, after about 2.5-3 years, we were halfway through, and some had dropped out of the diaconate. And I came home to my wife at the end of a long weekend, and I just came up to her and said, this is it. I can't go back. And she looked at me, and she said, you're not going to quit. And I told her, no, I can't go back being whom I used to be. I'm ultimately changed here. And who I am now is Christ. I am Christ's messenger. And everything I do from here on out will deny myself and allow Christ to be more prominent in my life.
Well, praise God. You know, it is the formation. They don't call it informing you, but the formation. I was going to ask you, did your wife see a change in you? I certainly saw it in my father.
That's a wonderful question there. Because at the very last night before our ordination at the cathedral on the altar, like we were signing in our own blood that we were going to be ordained the next day, the bishop of our diocese said to me, or to my wife, Mary, what changes have you seen in Kevin over these past 5 years? And she thought about it and looked up and said, none. And I told her, Mary, that was not the answer he was looking for. Okay. He was looking for the serpent being held up in the desert here.
Well, you know, but you know what?
None, and yeah. I laughed. He laughed. The bishop laughed.
But you know what it's like? I'm sorry. We got to take a break right now.
Oh, good.
But it's because you're pursuing what you are factory loaded to do by God.
She's known you
and she's seen you and you're pursuing that personal telos. We got to take a break. I hate to interrupt like this, but we'll be right back with Deacon Kevin Cummings, deaconsofhope.org, and the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. My newest book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?, has hit the top five in Christian books for a good reason. It's because men are searching for traction and a trail guide to live out the unique calling and the gifts that they were born with, that each man individually is factory loaded with by God. Paul said, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, do all things in love. Finally, here is a book that talks with men the way men talk with each other. Just plain old straight shoot. By the way, Mama Bears, this is your chance to get this message to your men. Go to schoolofmanliness.com or anywhere books are sold. 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Here is a YouTube video short, which is based on an excerpt from my newest book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Get real. This is the kind of grappling that God wants to do with us, like Jacob wrestling with God in the desert. When a fighter is losing, he closes distance and clinches so that his opponent's fists don't hurt so much. Jacob's words to the angel of the Lord on that long, dark night was that he would not let go until he blessed him. So wrestle it out with God. A little blood, sweat, and tears is a lot more real than sweet, neutered self-excuses. Say yes to God and ask him for the grit and the grace to pursue his will.
Still listening? I thought we warned you to change to an easy listening station. Well, you asked for it. Here is more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Aloha and welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We've got Deacon Kevin Cummings. Deacon, when you said you had to sign your name in blood the day before you became a deacon, people are going to take that literally. But it probably felt like it.
Well, we signed, I believe we signed a document that simply stated, obviously, one of the mandates of becoming a deacon, that if our wife is to pass away before us, well, by our vows or of our ordination, we remain celibate. We cannot remarry. A lot of people don't know that, okay?
It's a beautiful gift.
But we cannot remarry without a dispensation, actually, from the Pope. And so we had to sign that consciously and say, no, we know that, and we're going to sign here on the dotted line about that. But
yeah, I saw my dad. My dad lived that out when my mother passed first. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's a hard one to live out, especially when you lived with someone your whole life, and that's a part of you. And that doesn't mean I told the bishop, and he didn't like my humor, but I said, Bishop, I've been married 50 years. Have I not learned anything? I don't need to remarry.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter was Mary did paraphrase that statement after saying to the bishop, I don't see any change in him. She did say, he seems to pray a lot more now.
There you go. That's
so
the
she
whole
did
thing
notice a little bit of change. Yeah. Okay.
That's so cool.
But you know, I got to tell you, the Deacons of Hope is nothing more there than an organization for deacons, about deacons, and living their ministry. And their ministry is just like the name, diakonia in the Greek, meaning to serve, service. We serve the women and we serve the orphans, the most vulnerable, almost in any culture. And because of that, the Deacons of Hope are very pro-life. It is our primary ministry, and we go about helping mothers at any stage of pregnancy to help them retain their infant. And we do it by providing residence. We do it by providing counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder, which is rampant among a lot of our homeless mothers who often show up at the Planned Parenthood facilities. We go out of our way with the pregnancy resource centers to give them anything they need, which will help a mother decide, this is my child, I'm hardwired to have it. Why am I talking to a Planned Parenthood that isn't really involved in women's health? And we want them to know that Catholic men are interested in them, and we are interested in their happiness, their life, their future, and their relationship with their infant. And we'll do everything we can. I wish we had done it starting with Roe versus Wade in 1973. It would have made a difference in the numbers. But we are Catholic men who are not afraid of our Catholicity, and we want others to know we will provide support for you. For having your child is the most critical moment in your life. And we want you to not only enjoy it, but to thrive in your success.
So this is deaconsofhope.org. You know, what you said is so profound in two things. That in the New Testament, you read the deacons were assigned to take care of the widows and their children foremost.
Right.
And this is exactly what you're doing. It's single moms, you know, women without a husband.
Correct.
And the children. This is exactly the core heart of what a deacon is. Never put that together. But I will say this, in my book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone, I talk about this. I was in Cleveland riding with the Catholic Crossbearers Motorcycle Ministry. We went to a Christian rock festival, of course, in Cleveland, right? And
of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah. So there was like this, out of nowhere, this young woman walked up to Cindy and I, and she said, I want to tell you something. And she said, I guess she saw, you know, that my long ride home motorcycle vest or something. And she said, only one other person knows this, but when I was younger, I had an abortion.
Correct.
And then I was struck by this, and I asked her, if there had been a strong man standing with you, would you have kept the baby? And she said, absolutely. So
absolutely.
When men want to say, the women need not to have abortion, I just look at the men and I go, it's your fault.
Yep.
First of all, you had sex with her outside of marriage.
Unrestricted.
And then when it came to it, you weren't prepared to help her. This is what let me tell you what cowards say. Whatever you decide, it's your decision. I'll support you either way. That's the biggest BS ever say in his whole life. He should say, I'm going to stand with you 100%. We're going to have this child. I may not marry you, but I'm going to be with you to raise this child. And I want, and but that woman also could have used a strong uncle or a father or a deacon.
Or deacon. So, any male figure has been shown there to have a profound effect on these women. It could almost be a stranger.
Strangers who have done this for women. I know Jason Jones has done this for someone. When he was 19, he helped someone who was, you know, so yeah.
Women, obviously, it's one of the most traumatic times in their life. It is for men, too, that have a conscience, right? And the bottom line is, if you could just stand up once in your life, it's so profound. And we work with the fathers in these organizations. We've opened a home for mothers, an old Benedictine convent on 14 acres of property. We have an orchard on there, and we're going to put in a vineyard, and we already have gardens. We have 18 bedrooms there. We've already had 22 women deliver their infants in our home in less than 2 years.
Deacon, okay. This is so great. And it's called Deacon of Hope. Deacons of Hope.
And what we want to do, what we really want to do, Bear, is we want deacons to be the conduit. We want them to be the leaders of the layman and the men in their community to form an infrastructure which will be made of deacons and men and even
lay people,
high school children who come out and work and volunteer for us. But the bottom line is we want men to start
being responsible. This model and help other dioceses, other men to follow this model.
Correct. Every diocese in the Catholic Church. And we've been promulgated as a public clerical association of Christ faithful by Archbishop Naumann, one of the most profound pro-life archbishops in the country in the USCCB. He stood up to everyone. And the bottom line is Bishop Johnson across the state line the same way. We want deacons to join this community of deacons to realize there's one thing we can do with the rest of our lives. And that is
Amen. We
can integrate life into the laity and into the priesthood because we got the time. We have the time.
You're the Eagles.
They're the Eagle. And you know what? The Eagle kicked the little eaglets or whatever out of their nest so they could fly, but they came under them to catch them, right?
Right. That's right.
You're never done. Just like a father. I have 13 grandchildren. I'm never done. They love their father, but they love their grandfather even more. Why? He made their father.
Mm.
Don't you see? It's so important to them that they see where he came from. This is why men are so important a part of any family. And without the family in our world, you see what it's doing.
Right.
We have no choices. We make no decisions. We are nothing but inept at best. So as we are, the Deacons of Hope are trying to bring anybody in any parish that knows a deacon or knows of a deacon, he knows what he's about, ask him, do you know about the Deacons of Hope? Because these guys want to change the history of life.
Can they say, Deacon, I want to tell you about deaconsofhope.org so I can get involved with it with you?
Correct.
Can they do that?
We can open affiliates and charters in any town.
So
people that aren't deacons, this is something that needs to be done.
So lay people can say, Deacon, I've heard about this. I admire what you're doing. I know, but you and I and these other two guys I know together, we could do something. You bring
easily.
The deacon, but you come alongside the deacon. You know, let me tell you, someone who isn't pro-life, someone who watches TV and yells at the TV and thinks they're pro-life because they have an opinion.
Correct.
Pro-life
Correct.
Means you're doing something about
lately?
It. Yeah. We're talking to Deacon Kevin Cummings. I don't know if your ears are burning, but obviously he's determined man, and he and his fellow deacons have formed deaconsofhope.org. We're going to talk more about how you can get involved when we come back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. My newest book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?, has hit the top 5 in Christian books for a good reason. It's because men are searching for traction and a trail guide to live out the unique calling and the gifts that they were born with, that each man individually is factory loaded with by God. Paul said, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, do all things in love. Finally, here is a book that talks with men the way men talk with each other. Just plain old straight shoot. By the way, Mama Bears, this is your chance to get this message to your men. Go to schoolofmanliness.com or anywhere books are sold. 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Are you still listening? I thought we warned you to change to an easy listening station. Well, you asked for it. Here is more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We want to invite the men to go to schoolofmanliness.com and join Bear's School of Manliness. We have, it's so cool. We have a man cave. It's a non-Facebook type community of men, so we can share our challenges with each other, encourage each other, share our, you know, save my beer moments like they do on YouTube when you're about to do something stupid. And we just really, you know, we just really love and encourage each other. We have a Zoom meetup about once a month, but then we have a monthly curriculum called the School of Manliness that you go through with other men, and you in turn can lead your sons through at the same time. You get a special login, so you track yourself as you're making progress through each month. And we go through that. We all go through the same curriculum each month together. One month it might be on a man needs to be dangerous, what it means to be dangerous. And there's audio on that. There's video on that. There's written content. There's self-assessments. There's things that help you set a new trajectory in your life. So you go through this other men and then turn into your own family, and you can lead your sons and daughters in that too. But more specifically, your son can have his own login. He can't join the man cave, but he can be part of the school, and you can track his progress. You can meet with him once a week to watch. Maybe sometimes you watch a whole episode of Long Ride Home, or sometimes it's an audio clip from a friend of mine, Daniel Markham, or maybe it's a video clip from Catholic cowboy priest, Father Bryce Lundgren. We have so many different men contributing to our curriculum. And so we would love for you to go to schoolofmanliness.com, Bear School of Manliness. We just were able to acquire the name School of Manliness. So we're bringing that up now. Instead of it having to be Bear School of Manliness, we're able to actually buy the URL School of Manliness. So we're trying to activate that. So come and join us, men, at School of Manliness. Become part of a group of very determined brothers. So our guest today is Deacon Kevin Cummings. So now, on a practical basis, if a deacon wants to get in touch with you, what can they expect? How will they get onboarded? Can they bring non-deacons along with them? Tell us about that.
The easiest way to get in touch with me is to go online to deaconsofhope.org. Information about us, okay, how even application with us is online. My personal cell phone number is online. And anytime you access that line, you will be responded to. In other words, any of your questions will be answered. Any of your concerns and how do you start one of these affiliations with the Deacons of Hope? What it's about? What is the core function of this brotherhood? Because it's a fraternity of deacons. Now, we encourage laity. We encourage lay members of the Deacons of Hope, too, because we need them. We need their expertise. We need their ability to promote this in their parishes and to volunteer for these homes that we help. We opened a new pregnancy resource center just about a month ago on the first college campus in the United States. I don't know if
where you're is familiar that? Where is
with
that?
Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. It has about 2,000 mm-hmm. students.
It I know promotes, some people that go there, yes.
Of course you do. It's a very there, yeah. famous college. And the bottom line is Abbot James, okay, came to us and he wanted to know if we could help to establish something for women that were pregnant so they just don't drop out of school or that they just don't feel, no love for them. Well, the bottom line, this wonderful abbot comes to us and we said, come and see us. We took him up to our home in Liberty, Missouri, which is called St. Mary's Home for Mothers, where the mothers come if they are unemployed, if they're unmarried, and if they're homeless. And we will not only take them when they're pregnant, but we'll take the child they have or the other child they might have. He came up to see the thing, and it was a spiritual awakening, I believe, because he realized what we were doing wasn't just treating the soul, but we were also treating the intellect. We had to have counselors. We had to have effective ways of treating post-traumatic stress. He saw what we were doing in our own pregnancy resource center on campus, and he said, I'd like to have you on our campus at Benedictine College.
Wow.
We opened 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you know why it works there? We have a chapel. on each of those locations. And that chapel has Eucharistic adoration 24/7. So we treat not only the physical being of having a child, but we treat the most important being, the soul, the spirit of these people who are with child, and we let them know you are loved. Do not separate yourself from the most loved being in the world. You are hardwired to have this child. Have this child, and then put yourself in the hands of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You are on the best plan you've ever known. Now, that might sound hard to you right now, but when you come here, we take care of you any way that we can. We are not going to abandon you. And most importantly, we want you to have the opportunity to continue to go to school, to continue to follow your dreams. You don't have to end your life just because you're pregnant. There are people willing to help you. And even though it might not be someone in your family, there are committed people in the Catholic Church that know through prayer and through physical, emotional, spiritual help, you're going to make it. And we allow those women to stay in our home for up to 2 years after they've
right,
had their that, child.
Right,
we're not
right,
throwing
yeah.
them out. We're going
right.
to keep them. You see?
Mm-hmm. Now, can people help you financially?
Oh, the best way to help us financially? Same thing. Go to deaconsofhope.org. And that organization is supported by a group, a financial group called the Gabriel Project KC. I was part of that with another deacon. We both started these together. And we did it because we decided when people went to a Planned Parenthood site and found out abortion was their only answer, they were not given any more options. We wanted to give them a good choice. Choice is a good word, but it's only if you have good choices. We wanted to give them good choices. And so
right.
we started this and we started providing things for the pregnancy resource centers. And every one of them said the ones that fall through the cracks here at these supportive resource centers are the ones who are homeless. They've got nowhere to go. They have no money, and they're living out of their car with other children. Then we said they need residence. We need to provide residence, and we want to see how many of these we can get open and started where people can be welcome into a residence that has a chapel in it with the Blessed Sacrament there to rub off on them.
Mm. And so we're going to come all the way back full circle now, Deacon, because
okay.
there's the challenge. We started off talking about how the Bible says he renews our youth like an eagle.
Yes.
There are young men, there are middle-aged men. There are also men that I know probably participated in an abortion when
yes.
they were younger.
Yes.
This is a great place for redemption for you.
It's a tremendous, Bear, you just said it. Most, yes, they want acceptance and they do want redemption. But you know what? Almost all the volunteers, almost all the ladies, almost anybody who even comes and visits us and is a benefactor has had a brush with an abortion. You see, either having one or deciding on one or committing or paying for someone to have one, they all tell me their story, Bear.
No kidding. Wow.
They come to me and say, you know, I had an abortion and they're still suffering from it. You see, still take the guilt.
There's two, they always say there's two victims.
Yes.
The woman and I'm going to add a third, the man too.
Absolutely.
You know, when an abortion, so often now, you know, a woman can go to the courthouse and say, I've had this child. This man needs to pay child support. It's
correct.
His responsibility. However,
correct.
A woman will say, it's my child, my body, my choice. I'm going to kill this baby. And the father doesn't have any say in it. So that's got to strike two ways. If the man's got to pay child support, if you keep the baby, if he says keep the baby, you have the responsibility to keep it. What we need, though, and that's kind of strong words, but what we really need is men who find themselves in that situation of standing with a woman and just saying, don't have this abortion. I know you may not want to keep this child. You can make that decision after the baby's born. But
sure.
I'm going to stand with you and I'll stand with my child and with
correct.
You, even though I met you one time when I swept right and I should have swept left on one of those you know, software
sure.
apps. I may not, we may not be married, but I'm going to father's child. You know what, Deacon, we got to go. We've run out of time. Deacon Kevin Cummings, your website is again, what for the Deacons of?
Deaconsofhope.org. And like I said, any questions, has my cell phone there. You can call or sign up for us and you will be answered. And we'd be more than happy to help your organization.
I hope so much that a handful or more of men will reach out to you to say, I want to help, and women too. And that the women who find themselves in need right now would find a place they can reach out there too. Until next week. We have a saying here in Hawaii, aloha, ha means breath. Aloha means to give breath. Just like God breathed into Adam and gave him a life, a living soul. And Jesus said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. And he breathed his spirit. We say to you as we depart, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha.
Thanks for listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Find more manly conversation at the Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure YouTube channel. Subscribe and ring the bell.